MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, January 26th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward the most heavily bet game of the night in college basketball, a Big Ten showdown tipping off at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports 1 between Purdue, the top team in the country, visiting Michigan. Currently, Purdue is listed as a 4.5-point road favorite with a total of 135.5. Now, going into this matchup, Purdue, the number one team in the country, they're 19-1. They've won six straight games. They just beat Maryland 58-55. Although they did not cover as a 8.5-point home favorite. Meanwhile, Michigan, unranked, 11-8 on the year, but they have won two of their last three. They just beat Minnesota, 60-56, although they did not cover as a 12.5-point home favorite in that one. Now, what's notable tonight for this game is that everybody and their mother is on Purdue. Makes total sense. They're 19-1. They're the number one team in the country. They're facing an unranked team in Michigan here. But currently, 70% of bets are laying the points here with Purdue on the road, saying, hey, you know, only 4.5, hey, they can easily cover that number. However, despite the fact that Purdue is such a popular bet tonight, getting 7 out of 10 bets in the most heavily bet game of the night, we've actually seen this line dip toward Michigan. A lot of these books opened as high as Purdue minus 5.5 on the road or minus 5. Now this line is down to Purdue minus 4.5. So take a step back here. If this is the most heavily bet game of the night, if everybody's back in Purdue as your number one team in the country, and again, always look at rankings. Public is just going to base a lot of their bets upon that little, you know, one or two digit number next to the hashtag in front of a team's name. And if you're a highly ranked team or a top ranked team or a higher ranked team than your opponent, boom, automatic play on the ranked team. Despite that heavy betting on Purdue, why is the line dropping? Why did it open 5.5 for 5 and now it's down to 4.5? Why are the odds makers dropping this number on Purdue to give the public an even easier way or easier opportunity to cover? Again, if it looks too good to be true, typically it is. This would be a classic reverse line move. Reverse line movement, or RLM, is when the betting line moves in the opposite direction of the betting percentages, away from the popular team toward the unpopular team. So this would be an RLM play on Michigan. Michigan's only getting 30% of bets at home, yet the line is moving in their favor. That tells me that despite this heavy public betting on Purdue, smart money here looks to have grabbed the points here with Michigan at home. Now, looking at a bet split of only 30% bets, but 50% of the money is on Michigan. So kind of a good low bets, higher dollar contrarian play, but also a good sharp discrepancy there as well in terms of low bets, higher dollars. KenPom does have Michigan losing by 5 points. So again, the 5.5 early, the 5, that made sense. 4.5 here, you're still kind of close to that KenPom number. But one reason to kind of maybe lean here at Michigan in the points, in addition to obviously this sharp reverse line move and a good contrarian play, is Michigan's great at home, 8-2 at home this year. But really, it's about Purdue. They're 19-1, but they're only 8-12 against the spread. So what that tells me is Purdue typically wins these games. They're winning pretty much every game this year, but they're not always covering. So is it, you know, Purdue winning by 4 or less here? Maybe that's the wise guy play here to grab the points with Michigan. Also, you look at Michigan, this is the most heavily bet game of the night. It's the most lopsided game of the night. So even if you just take away that sharp line movement toward Michigan, just the fact that this is the most heavily bet game primetime game. It's a thirsty Thursday. You go out to the bar tonight, any kind of sports bar in America, this is the game that's going to be on the TV. And everyone drunk at the bar is going to be sweating Purdue. So just from a contrarian angle, Michigan has quite a bit of value here. Also, an unranked team versus a ranked team, kind of buying low and selling high in that spot in favor of Michigan against Purdue. And then also, you look at the total here, open around 136. I saw some books get down here to 135.5. This is notable because 70% of bets are taking the over, yet the line has pretty much stayed the same or even dipped a little bit here. And Purdue has been a really good under team. They're actually 14-6 to the under on the year. So a little bit of lean there to the under, maybe a line freeze. That's heavy betting, but the line won't move. But to me, I'd be looking to grab the points here with Michigan. Most lopsided game of the night, most contrarian play of the night, also incorporating some sharp reverse line movement. Everyone betting Purdue, but line going to Michigan. So I'd be leaning here plus 4.5 with Michigan in your most heavily bet game of the night, tipping off at 9 p.m. in the Big Ten on Fox Sports 1.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to stick in the Big Ten. Now we're going to go to an earlier game here, 7 o'clock, also on Fox Sports 1, so you won't have to change the channel for these two games here. But we are now looking at Iowa visiting Michigan State, two unranked teams here. Currently, you have Michigan State listed as a 2.5-point home favorite with a total of 147.5. Now going to this matchup, Iowa is 12-7. They just had their four-game win streak snapped, losing to Ohio State 93-77. And they did not cover that one as a 3-point road dog. Meanwhile, Michigan State, they're 13-7, but they've lost three of their last four games. They just lost to Indiana 82-69, did not cover as a 4.5-point road dog. Now, we've seen in this matchup is some respected money backing Michigan State at home. Michigan State opened as low as a 2-point favorite at home. We've seen Michigan State now get bet up to -2.5. A lot of these shops are juiced up -2.5 to -115. To Michigan State, like this may even be creeping up to 3. Some books have even touched 3 here across the market. So all movement has been towards Sparty in this one. Michigan State looks to be both a big popular pro and Joe bet here. Currently 80% of bets, but almost 90% of the money is on Michigan State. So kind of telling us that those bigger wagers, as well as public wagers, are leaning Sparty in this one. And again, a misconception that, you know, pros and Joes are always on opposite sides. That's not always the case. Sometimes they overlap, maybe for different reasons. But really the angle here to me would be backing Michigan State. You have this line move. KenPom has Michigan State winning by 3 points. So, you know, -2.5, you're kind of within a little bit of an edge there. They do have the edge defensively, only giving up 66 points a game versus 74 for Iowa. Also, home road, something I lean on quite a bit in college. It's difficult to win on the road in college, and at home you get a big boost here from your home crowd, especially in conference play. So Michigan State this year is 8-2 at home. Iowa is just 2-3 on the road. But my best, one of my best system matches that I've been leaning on in college basketball are these short home favorites with a line move in their favor, but also in particular Big Ten home favorites. I don't know what it is about the Big Ten. Maybe it's in the water in this conference or something. But a Big Ten game, you take the home favorite straight up, just winning the game. Big Ten home favorites in conference play are 34-10, 77%. That's a 15% return on investment. So that would match here with Michigan State. Michigan State, I'd be taking Michigan State, or I'm going to take them, -140 on the money line. So that's my play here. We have a short favorite with a line move, Big Ten home favorite system match here. You also have, again, slight KenPom edge, good at home, bad on the road, Iowa. So I'm taking Michigan State on the money line. Again, I like to money line these short favorites because Michigan State wins by 1 or 2. You lay a 2.5, you lay a 3, you lose your bet. So I'll pay a little more juice saying just, hey, win the game in this spot. Also, look at the total. It's 147.5. Really hasn't moved at all. But you do have some trends here to the under for both teams. Iowa is 6-3 to the under their last 9 on the road. And Michigan State is 6-1 to the under their last 7 at home. So both teams are kind of trending in the under direction. Also, the last 5 matchups between these teams, the under is 4-1. So again, no movement really here to the total, but both teams trending under. This is a play here that I'm making on Michigan State. Short home conference favorite with a line move, money line play system. I'm on Sparty here, -140 on the money line. The NFL playoffs are the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, let's go to the NHL. We just talked some college basketball. Now let's fit in a couple puckhead plays here for the hockey bettors out there. So, first Josh's sweat of the night. Number one, if you give me the best team in hockey who are on pace for possibly the greatest season in the history of the NHL, and you're giving me them at almost a pick'em number, a very short money line, a dog-to-fade money line play, you know I'm taking them. Give me, for Josh's sweats, my first best bet of the night, the Boston Bruins. Give me the Bees. I got the Bruins at minus 115 on the money line. This is a 7 o'clock game. The Bruins are visiting the Tampa Bay Lightning. And what's notable to me, it's not just a value play of getting the Bruins, who have been absolutely unbelievable this year. An updated record here. It's just incomprehensible how good they've been. 38-5-4. $100 better. Betting the Bruins every game would be up almost $1,500 so far this season. But again, it's not just getting the Bruins at minus 115. How do you not like that price? But it's also how the market has reacted to the Bruins here. This game actually opened around a pick'em. Minus 105 both sides. Bruins at Tampa Bay. Some looks even opened Tampa Bay a very short favorite, like minus 115. Now we've seen a lot of smart money not say to themselves, hey, let's not outsmart ourselves here. We're smart money, but let's not get too cute. Let's back the best team in hockey here at a very low number. So again, slight favorite opener, Tampa or a pick'em. But we have seen now Boston flip to a minus 115 road favorite. So this line is moving toward the Bruins. Aside from a value play, aside from the line move toward Boston, you're also matching one system I really like, a road favorite off a win. So if you're a road fave coming off a win, you're 104-56 this year. That's 65%. That's a 6% return on investment. Also, Bruins have the better offense, 3.9 goals a game versus 3.6 for Tampa Bay. The better defense, 2.1 goals allowed versus 3. Boston is also 31-6 as a favorite. Tampa Bay is just 1-7 as a dog. Bruins also 5-0, last five head-to-head against Tampa Bay. And advantage for the Bruins on the penalty kill, 87% versus 80%. But another X factor here, if you want to back Boston, is their starting goalie, Linus Ullmark, who's been fantastic, is the favorite for the Vezina. He's rested. Bruins last played in Montreal, and Jeremy Swayman got the start. So Ullmark, who's been the best goalie in hockey, rested, ready to go. Best team in hockey in the for the Bruins here at a very short number value play and a line move, a system match I like. Give me the Boston Bruins. I'm on the Bees tonight, minus 115. One other bet for me in the NHL, I'm going to take the New Jersey Devils, another really good team on a short road money line price. So the Devils are on the road 8 o'clock tonight at the Nashville Predators. Devils open as a short minus 120 road favorite, and we've seen the Devils get bet up now to minus 130. So some good steam in favor of New Jersey. They would match a road favorite off a win, as we just mentioned, with the Bruins, 65% this year. But they would also match a non-division steam system match. So if you are two teams, two different divisions, and the team getting 10 cents or more of steam in their direction, take that team with the big move. Those teams are 251-149, 63% with a 9% ROI. So line move, two pretty good systems here on the Devils. Devils have been great as well. They have the advantage here offensively, 3.5 goals a game versus 2.8. Better defense, 2.6 goals allowed versus 2.9. The Devils are 20-11 as a favorite, and they've been absolutely incredible on the road, 18-2-2 on the road. Meanwhile, Nashville Predators, 10-14 as a dog. And you also have a big advantage on the power play for the Devils. They're cashing on the man advantage 21% of the time. Nashville's power play is just 16%. So I'm back in the Devils here. Line move, good system match, good offense, defense advantages. Home, on the road Warriors here, as well as good as a favorite. Nashville bad as a dog. That sounds good to me. I'm going Devils. Minus 130 on the money line, along with the Bruins at minus 115 on the money line. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Thursday, January 26th. But a reminder, we are one day closer to the NFL title games, AFC-NFC championship games. And if you are looking for insight, data, best bets, advice how to bet the big game, as well as the Super Bowl, which is right around the corner, then you know what you should do? You should take advantage of our best promo of the year. Right now, you can become a VSiN member for only $9.99 for your first full month of service. Even if you just want to do it just to be covered for the Super Bowl, it's just for the sole purpose of maybe getting all the prop bets, as Propapalooza here is right around the corner. But give it a shot. When you become a member, you'll get all the best bets sent to your email, a live stream of all the VSiN shows. You also get all the articles behind the paywall, as well as all those great DraftKings percentages, looking at where the bets and the dollars are on for every single game. So give it a shot. It's a great time to test VSiN out. That's VSiN.com Betonline.ag/subscribe. Also sign up for a free newsletter or get great sports betting content to your inbox every morning. That's VSiN.com/newsletter. And make sure, of course, you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Thirsty Thursday. Enjoy the sweats. And as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight, because that's what it's all about, as the godfather of VSiN likes to say. But good luck, everyone. Enjoy the sweats. Have a great Thursday. And do not forget to tip your ticket writer. Good luck, everyone.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.